Welcome to Business Innovators Radio, featuring industry influencers and trendsetters sharing proven strategies to help you build a better life right now.
Welcome to Brilliance Business TV, conversations with leading experts in business. I am your host, Mark Stephen Pula. We have a wonderful guest today, Lydia Kolesnik. Now, Lydia is a really good friend of mine, also an incredible client, and she has an amazing book launch coming up, which I'm really looking forward to discussing, but also to talk about all of her healing work, which is incredible as well. So stay tuned for that. We are streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. We're also on the E360 TV network under Fresh Takes, going out to Apple TV, Fire TV, Android, Roku, and many more. We're also on Business Innovators Radio Network. We're also on MSPNewsGlobal.com, and we're also hosted on Global USA Radio and Television Network as well. So after that big mouthful, let's bring in our incredible guest, Lydia Kolesnik. Lydia, welcome to Brilliance Business TV.
Well, thank you, Mark. It's such an honor and pleasure to be here with you today and have another conversation. You're a great conscious leader of our time, and I look forward to discussing what's happening in the world in terms of our big paradigm shift that we're all going through and how horses are a part of that.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing all about that. So let's get started with question one. Please share with our audience a little bit about who you are, the work that you do, and what your chapter, The Divinity of Horses, is about in your newest book collaboration by Soulful Valley Publishing, Evolving on Purpose, Co-Creating with the Divine, that is launching on Amazon on August the 30th.
Well, thank you, Mark. Yes, I was inspired to write my chapter called The Divinity of Horses. As you mentioned, Katie Carey, Soulful Valley Publishing, amazing new book, Evolving on Purpose, Co-Creating with the Divine, because I've always had a spiritual relationship with horses. And horses have guided me on my life path from a very young age. I was actually born with deformed internal organs and was chronically ill as a child. And when all hope was lost and doctors had no more resources to help me, I received messages in dreams from spiritual beings at the age of 10. And I was also very connected with nature and would spend time in nature and with animals and with horses. And then as I progressed through life and was healing my chronic health conditions, then in my late 20s, I went into a deep cocoon of healing, and that was when the horses came to me very clearly and started giving me messages about how to heal myself and which modalities to use and how to direct my life forward. So I do have a background in international environmental policy. I was a climate change specialist over 30 years ago when no one knew what climate change was, and also a mental health therapist. And I loved everything that I did. So creating a change in life to leave something that you love and stepping into the unknown, even though it feels right, does take a bit of courage. But I had the support of the horses on the spiritual realm. And the horse that I that really got me involved in all of this, I write about in my chapter. His name is Trigger. And he came to me in dreams, and he is now my logo for aponahealing.com. And so he's radiating out his light to everybody through the logo. And so the horses guided me into my holistic health work with clients. So I have a 25-year background of helping clients resolve their chronic health conditions. And then that's evolved into high performance wellness coaching. And then we also offer equine healing retreats at my ranch in beautiful Rideau Lake in Eastern Ontario, Canada. And then we also offer retreats for personal development and self-discovery with my signature program, Hidden Buddha, The Journey of Self-Discovery.
Well, what you touched on there is so, so true, that it does take courage to step out into the unknown, Lydia, because it's really scary when you're going into uncertainty, but you have to become comfortable and trust and have faith, don't you? Well, around uncertainty and really follow your heart.
Well, yes, and that this is the time on the planet when many of us are connecting more with our inner self, with our heart, with our spiritual aspects. And we're evolving from an intellectually based paradigm where we've sort of honored the intellect and the mental aspect above all else, and starting to integrate the other aspects of who we are. So there's the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of who we are. And so I do mention this a little bit in my chapter in the book, when I talk about my story of how trigger came to me in dreams. And at the time, I was not really experienced in living the path of following your intuition without doubt and, you know, with certainty. So my journey with trigger helped me become comfortable and, as you said, find the courage and the strength to take one step at a time, to follow that inner guidance. And it was very urgent because I didn't know at the time, but he was sending me messages and dreams as an SOS for help because he was going to be sent to slaughter. So he was reaching out to me to help him. But then he was the high spiritual being who was going to help save me as well. So this is the beautiful part about co-creating with the divine, is that you might say it's always a win-win. We're always creating a better world for all of us. But would you like me to read the paragraph in from my chapter where I talk about that journey?
Of course, go ahead.
I had listened to the messages. I honored the urgency of my spirit and took aligned actions. I felt the fullness of my emotions. I centered in my power. I embraced faith and inner knowing. And in so doing, I was guided to the high spiritual being who would heal me as much as I would heal him. And from that paragraph, I've created 7 steps to living a more fulfilling and purposeful life by connecting with your intuition or your higher self and co-creating with the divine. So the first step is to listen to the messages. So we're all highly evolved spiritual beings, each one of us. And now is the time on the planet where we're starting to remember that spiritual connection and start to feel comfortable with it. So by listening to the messages, it can come in any way. It could be a butterfly that you see regularly. It could be a message that you keep seeing in magazines or on the internet. It could be thoughts that you're working through and processing out. But we're always being guided from a higher place, because that's our true home, is as a high spiritual being. And then the second step is to begin to honor and value the importance of that connection of our spirit. So historically, times are changing now, but historically, there would be sort of derogatory comments about people who are following a spiritual path, like the woo-woo or that sort of thing. But the woo-woo is the essence of the universe. It's the energy of the universe. And when we can connect to our spirit or intuition, that universal energy, then we can really, really turn lead into gold and align our lives and go forward, as I was saying, in a win-win way where everybody experiences the abundance that we create. And then the third step is to feel the fullness of your emotions. So when we start to listen and honor and value the spiritual messages and connection, and we make it a priority to pay attention when we value something, we make it a priority, then we can feel an emotional response. And that emotional response is bringing us into alignment. It's that connection to the deeper aspects of who we are. So it's okay to feel that emotional response, whatever it may be. And then the fourth step is to bring that together and to center inner power and connect with the clarity of what you're feeling. You may not always know the steps going forward, but now we're becoming grounded and centered, and we're becoming familiar with what it feels like to connect to your intuition and to connect to your spirit. And then the fifth step is to embrace that, is to embrace your faith and your inner knowing in a supportive way, and to know that all of this experience of listening and honoring and valuing and centering is to help you, that we're never alone, and that we always have support from the universe. So as I was saying, when I was young, and even though doctors tried to help me and they weren't able to, I had support from the spiritual world to guide me. And then the sixth step is to take aligned actions. So they may be small actions. In my case, with a helping to rescue Trigger, I had to get out to the ranch to see him, and I didn't have a car, and I didn't really know what I was doing, but I kept taking small steps. And then eventually the path unfolded and I was able to save him. And then he was able to heal me. And then the seventh step is to trust in the journey, that you are here. Every person is here to live their gifts, to be supported, to have their highest and best life. And that as we work towards cultivating that, then we will create miracles unbeknownst to us. So in me helping Trigger, then that created like an energetic frequency or template that others will step into who don't know that that exists. And I'm stepping into others' frequency or template of help as well. So those are seven simple steps to co-create with the divine that we can practice anytime and anywhere.
I think they're great steps, and I just love what you're about. I love your energy. I love what you're doing for the world and really supporting people. And you're so conscious yourself. You call me a conscious leader, Lydia, but you are too.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, thank you. And it is a time on the planet to become more aware and more conscious. And as we go through that journey, then we're the leaders of our lives, right? We're taking responsibility for our lives, for our role and bigger responsibility on the planet as humane beings. And as we heal ourselves and as we grow and evolve, naturally, we become conscious leaders of the world just through sharing who we are. It doesn't mean you have to be a political leader or an economic leader, but we're each powerful spiritual beings meant to be here and to share and support others.
Just tell us a little bit about the work you do with your clients, Lydia, so people get a feel for how you can support them as well.
Well, sure. There are those four pathways that bring together my 30 years of experience in supporting clients. And so the one pathway are the equine healing retreats and equine assisted therapy at my ranch, where we unite with horses in stillness and silence, and we breathe. And it's like a meditation, but if you're not comfortable with the word meditation, then we just become like the empty vessel and stand with the horses. And this helps to activate that seven-step process that I just went through, where we can start to hear our own inner voice and what comes up for us. And the horses create an incredible sacred space of unconditional love and support for us to do that. And then I've also have over 30 years experience in Reiki energy healing and macrobiotic healing foods which I was guided to when I was in my deep healing to save my life. And then I was guided to share that in my Epona healing method. So I've supported clients going through difficult circumstances, chronic illness, and now through coaching to help clients develop that awareness in a step-by-step process to get to the next level of their personal development, to manage energy and stress, and to be able to be what I call centered in your core energy, connected to your essence and power, and conscious of who you are and how you'd like to live.
I love that. And so who is the book ideal for, Lydia? Who is the perfect person to get a hold of this book when it launches on the 30th?
Well, it's a magnificent book with many wonderful authors who share their stories of co-creating with the divine and that we're all evolving on purpose. So for anyone who is interested in healing and personal growth and getting to the next level of your potential through being inspired and by learning tools that the authors have to share, because we're all on this, you know, planet together, and we'd like to support each other at this pivotal time in human history to heal, grow, and evolve. So if you're interested in personal development and in healing and connecting with your spiritual essence, with the divine energy of the universe, then this is the book for you.
And that brings me great to what I actually wanted to ask you next as well. You talked about listening to your intuition and your higher self or subconscious mind. People have all different ways of saying it, source, God, universe. But often at times, we all have two voices, don't we? We've got the intuition and the higher source, but we also have ego as well, which can come in and sabotage things. How do you distinguish between the two? Because sometimes I've listened to my ego and taken action, knowing I shouldn't be taking action. And I've knew it's my ego and I've still done it. So how do you know it's your intuition is my question.
Well, that's a bit of a process. It's just like learning how to ride a bicycle or something. You need training wheels, you know, for a while until you can just go on your own. But it's very much what you just explained, is that even though your intellect or the logic is telling you to do something, but you're a bit pulled and you may not feel quite in alignment. Now, sometimes we do have to push ourselves beyond our comfort zone, you know, to move forward in life. But it's a very internal, subtle energy feeling that you refine over time through your experience. So exactly as you're saying, as you experience things, then you can see the correlations between, was it my mind? And there are healthy aspects to ego as well. Or is it my mind and just pure logic that is not really the best path for me? Or is it the combination of the two? Because we want to use both. We want to use reason and intuition as well. And then we can look back on our lives. I've given it a very brief example often when I was in university and all my friends told me to take a certain course, because it would be easy and it's an easy credit and it'll raise your grade point average. And I really wanted to take a difficult course. And they said, no, don't do that. And I went against the feeling within me and followed the logic. And it was just an awful experience. I almost failed the course. And everybody else was like, well, why would you do that? Because we think it's easy. But for me, it was the wrong path. So then I learned from that. And I thought, okay, I am not going to do that again, because it's not helping me and it's not helping anyone else. But as we strengthen our energy, as we strengthen our life force, our core energy is what I call our personal signature of infinite universal energy. It's easier to do that because we're not as influenced by external stressors, by external messages. So our aura is the radiating energy that comes from our core energy. So the stronger our core energy is, or our life force is on the inside, then it's easier to naturally discern and deflect anything that is not in alignment with us.
I have to agree. I've taken action before knowing it's ego, and when it doesn't feel good, but you do it anyway, and it doesn't end good when you do that. You sabotage things, because when you're in the flow, taking from alignment and listening to intuition, things flow and it feels good. So I think if you're questioning something, should I do this or shouldn't I do this, don't do it. Because I think it's when intuition, you just have a sense and an inner knowing that it's the thing to do. Whereas if you're questioning it, or if you're getting a no, you should never take action. Or if it doesn't feel good as well, don't take action when things don't feel good. I normally get a horrible feeling in my stomach, but I've still taken action anyway and not got the results I wanted. So I think you know when it's intuition. I feel you do sense that it's the right thing to do.
Well, you just described it beautifully. That's part of the process. And then we learn from that. And it's what I call our flashing red light indicators. You know, so you feel a sensation in your stomach, or it might be an expression that we start saying to ourselves when things are out of alignment, you know, or as you said, a physical sensation in your body. And so we'll feel it. And then it's part of our self-mastery to refine that in our own inner knowing as to how to navigate ourselves through these uncertain times. And I actually have a free ebook on my website called 10 Tools to Survive and Thrive in Uncertain Times. And there are some worksheets. And it's a wonderful ebook to help us navigate, to help us get centered, connected, and conscious for everybody to utilize.
I would encourage everyone, go to aponohealing.com, aponohealing.com. My last question for you, Lydia, why do you think now is the time to honour the divinity of horses?
Well, as I was saying, we're going through this tremendous paradigm shift in consciousness on the planet, and we're awakening to our own spiritual connection and the spiritual connection of all of life, of honoring life and of the animals. And horses have always been humanity's greatest friend, guide, ally. They have fought through wars. They have created agriculture and transportation for us. And now they have a pivotal role to play in helping us heal and evolve as higher spiritual beings. So as we see horses as divine spiritual beings, we can recognize that within ourselves as well.
I love it. Lydia, people can connect with you at aponohealing.com. That's aponohealing.com. Who should reach out to you? Who would you like to get in touch with you?
Well, anybody who's on a path of personal development. So as I said, we have four pathways for different needs and interests. And I have signature coaching programs for each one. High performance wellness coaching is working with mindset and the concept of consciousness through my 12 ancient universal principles. And then my chronic health breakthrough program to help you resolve chronic illnesses. And that can also include managing anxiety and stress. And so I do specialize in working with high-performing clients who want to manage their energy and stress and live more in a flow state that you were talking about with less resistance in our life. And then also horse lovers or people who want the experience of connecting with the hearts and souls of horses. And we have retreats for self-discovery. So we have a broad range of pathways, but there's something specific just for you.
I'd encourage everyone to go to aponohealing.com. That's aponohealing.com. Lydia, I thoroughly enjoyed having a conversation with you today. Thank you so much for being my guest.
Well, thank you, Mark. It's an honor and pleasure. And the shows and everything that you do are spreading incredible light to the world and helping us all evolve.
Evolving is what we all want in a conscious, heartfelt way. Thank you, everyone, for joining us for Brilliance Business TV, conversations with leading experts in business.
Thanks for listening to Business Innovators Radio. To hear all episodes featuring leading industry influencers and trendsetters, visit us online at businessinnovatorsradio.com today.